Welcome to another episode of Let's Chat With. Joining me is 19-year-old freelance artist from Virginia, Richard Gomez. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be here.
As I said in the intro, you are a freelance artist. What made you want to become a freelance artist?
I've been drawing ever since I was about 3, is what my mom tells me. Always wanted to make art and share it with other people, and it makes me happy to do that.
What kind of art do you create?
I work in a variety of mediums, and I'm actively working towards advancing that. So I make digital art, but I also make traditional art. I paint, I draw. Here's an example of a duck print I recently made. I make stamps as well, some recent ones. I work with clay and with puppets, foam and fleece as well.
With your art, you like to draw versions of many famous characters. Who are some of these notable characters and why them?
I think the most obvious is the Muppets, Jim Henson's characters. And the answer is I've always had a strong connection with them. My first toy ever was Big Bird from maybe when I was a couple days old. He was given to me by my grandmother. So I've always had a very strong connection to these characters.
Some of those photos have been featured on the Muppet fan site Tough Pigs. What was it like for you to have on there?
It was fantastic. I've read Tough Pigs since I was about 10 or 12. And back then, I never thought that I'd be able to talk to these people and share my art with them.
What was it like for you? What did it feel like? What was the moment like?
Oh, when they told you? So strange. Me and Joe were talking over email, and he was such a great person. I've never talked to him before. I think 2021, he was more kind than I ever could have hoped for. He's a great guy. It was really, I was elated.
Also, you have created digital illustrations, animation, and other graphic work for projects. Can you tell me about some of those projects?
Sure, let me think. Off the top of my head, I created a couple of pin designs for Heather Henson last year in September for a special project that she was working on. I'm working with Tough Pigs on a couple of projects that I can't talk about right now, but hopefully they'll be announced soon.
Now, you've done some puppetry in a couple of Instagram videos. How did that get started?
I started my Instagram I think 2019. I have a little puppet here. I'm not sure if this is an audio and video podcast or just audio, but here's an example of a puppet I made. I've always been interested in puppetry. I've been building puppets since I was about 14 years old. Here's an eggplant. I made these last week.
Hi there. How are you doing?
But obviously, I was inspired by Jim Henson and the rest of them. I started making little puppet videos. I wasn't sure if anyone would react to them or want to see them, but I got really positive feedback. So I'll hope to be making more soon.
Do you hope to make some on, you have an Etsy website?
Right. I do. It's been a little difficult to list puppets on there right now because of complications with Etsy. And in addition to that, I have a full-time job outside of art, and I'm a full-time student in college currently.
With all the art you've created, what do you hope people take away from after seeing it?
I hope it inspires them to be more creative, ultimately, because when I think about why I make art and how it makes me feel to make art for myself and for other people, it's always that other people like Jim Henson, like artists like Carl Barks or Jay Fosgate, for example, is a favorite cartoonist of mine. I hope I can inspire other younger people to make art and to do what makes them happy.
Where is your starting point? Where do your inspirations come from besides Jim Henson?
I guess everything starts with a blank piece of paper. But I also was raised out on a farm. So I grew up with chickens and ducks and the like. And they've always inspired me to create and to see something in the mundane and the beautiful.
What are your future goals in regards to you and your artwork?
That's a great question. I'm really hoping to just keep on creating. I want to have more art, and I want to inspire more people, and I want to work with more great people. I'm hoping to eventually get to a point where I can start art as a career apart from itself. I know that it might look like this is all I'm doing, but I have a whole another life underneath this.
Finally, where can people find you online? Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, website?
I'm at StarmansArt on both Twitter and Instagram. Those are my two main social media places. You can probably find me as Richard Michael Gomez on Facebook, but I think it's private.
Thank you, Richard, for joining me on this episode of Let's Chat With.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.